Howdy, everybody.
This is Radio Freedom.
Lights out, Gorilla Radio. Turn that up. Lights out, Gorilla Radio. Turn that up.
This is a radio flash of pirate satellite. Opting your living room, cashing in the middle of life. This is a radio flash of pirate satellite. This is radio flash.
Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Radio Clash. You might have been wondering last time about who I am and all those sort of kind of backgroundy things. I decided to keep the program very, very music orientated for my first program, even though it went way over time. Now, this edition, what I've got a couple of very crazy covers from my favourite covers compilation. I've got a mashup that isn't a mashup, and I've got two or three mashups that are mashups. Firstly, some feedback from the first show. I was quite surprised that anyone gave any feedback on the first show, because I was convinced it was a terrible abomination to the airwaves or bite waves or whatever you call them. I've had an email from Drew Miller. Thank you for your email. That was great to receive. I had some feedback from Ross Barber from Mashup. Do check out his podcast, it's very good and I want to hear more. And also I had some feedback from Jason at Insomnia Radio. I meant to give a shout out to his podcast in the last show and forgot. It's very, very good. I've been listening to all of the episodes so far, and you can find out more at hardcoreinsomniaradio, all one word, .blogspot.com. I'll put the link in the site as well, so you can actually go and find that. I think he's also available in the usual places, usual indexes and things. But it's very good, mostly kind of emo rock, sort of indie rock. Met a lot of American indie that you just do not hear over here, and it's very nice to hear that. Very nice to hear a lot of local bands as well, because you just would not hear them on any radio. Now, I think I'm going to give some background about myself. I'm 31, my name's Tim, of course. I'm a designer. I've been designing for nearly 8 years, sort of on web, not so geeky, but kind of web design, but also multimedia development, Flash, that kind of thing. And you might be wondering, why am I doing this? I kind of detailed some of that in the last show. I used to actually do the kind of radio show thing when you were a kid and that kind of stuff, and I was very... I even went into sort of competitions and things. As you can probably tell, I'm not very great at speaking on the mic, but I was very into radio until about the age of about 12 or 13, sort of wandered off. And then what provoked me recently was the death of John Peel. John Peel was a very sort of big influence to everyone in radio here, and everyone thought he would go on forever and ever and ever and never die. So when he died, it was a case of, I was saying to my partner, you know, who's going to take over from him? He was going, who is he, because he listens to Radio 3 and nothing else, but going, who will take over from him? And he said, well, why don't you have a go? And I'm not saying that I would ever replace John Peel, but I think things like podcasting are more to the spirit of playing music you want to play, doing things that you want to do, and not having any of the commercial interests that are currently influencing radio. And I think that kind of revolution John Peel would like, sort of playing of things that you can't hear, new bands, new things. Anyway, let's get on to the music. I was listening to Adam Curry's show last week, the Tuesday show, and I was surprised to hear him play Beatallica. Beatallica are a band that take Metallica as a sort of a style, and then take the riffs and the backing music of the Beatles, in this case it was Hey Jude, and sort of mash them together. He introduced it as a mashup, although mashups are usually working with recorded works, and in this case I would call it more of a live mashup. So I thought it'd be interesting to play a band that I know of in San Francisco called Smash Up Derby, who are actually doing live mashups. They're doing these actually live and actually playing events, whereas Metallica are very secretive, and as far as I know only do recordings. So here they are taking Franz Ferdinand and mixing it with Talking Heads. I'll see what you think.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? You may say to yourself, my God, what have I done? With you.
Talking Franz by Smash Up Derby. Now, if you want to find out more about Smash Up Derby, they have their website, which is at www.smashupderby.com. That's Derby with an E, not Derby as in Derby and Joan. Now, I love that song. I love the idea of sort of mashing things up live, because so often I'm messing around in acid or... not on acid, I mean in acid, the program. And actually trying to get things to work. And you can do so much more with a real band. And of course Adrian and Matty C are both involved with Booty, the club in San Francisco, so they're quite heavily involved in in the bootleg scene, and it's really nice to sort of hear something that's sort of live and something that's quite dynamic like that, and I would love to see them live at some point. Now, moving from a live mashup to a real mashup, another San Francisco DJ, I'm turning into a bit of a San Francisco program really, is DJ Earworm, and this is an amazing bootleg called Stairway to Bootleg Heaven. Now, DJ Earworm seems to just layer upon layer upon layer of tunes into one track. He's very good at sort of adding like 6 or 7 tracks into one track and making it work. Some of us has problems with 2 tracks or 3 tracks, but he seems to sort of always work with at least 6 or 7, it seems. And of course, I don't know anybody who would mix Dolly Parton with Art Noise, but here goes.
Hello? Is anybody home? Well, you don't know me, but I know you.
Thank you.
I know you've been loving that, as Radio Quieter from Strangely Familiar would say. Who he is, long story. I'll put a plug in for him some point soon. But he's from Tennessee. The list of that track is something like a massive roll call. There is Dolly Parton, Stairway to Heaven, Eurythmics, The City Never Sleeps, Beatles, Because, Laurie Anderson, Superman at the start, and Art Noise, Moments in Love, and Beastie Boys, and Pat Benatar. Now, how many songs can you say actually include all of those? Not even including Band-Aid singles and Perfect Day and all those types of charity records that would even ever have a combination like that. But DJ Earworm manages it. You can find out more about him at www.djearworm.com. Back to the UK. Lumpy is an irrepressible and more sort of manic and surreal part of the UK bootleg scene. He's always full of positive energy, and his sets are very good. They're a mix old school rave and sort of older club tunes, the sort of classics you'd remember, with things like Mr. Sandman and Alan Sherman's Camp Granada song, things like that. And it's just totally manic, but it works. He managed to make it work. This song is Prodigy versus Lemon Jelly, No Good Start the Rhyme.
Don't need no one, that's no good for me.
That was No Good Start Their Arm by Lumpy. That was part of a bootleg remix album called Music for the Booted Generation, which you can find at www.pwodigy.tk, and you can find Lumpy's site at, it's a long URL, www.lumpythedj, that's one word, no dots, .audio-salt.com. Certainly that will be in the notes on at mutantpop.net/radioclash/, so probably easier to go and click on it in there. Now on to a couple of covers. My favourite cover compilation of all time was called Ruby Tracks. It was done, I think it was around 1992-93, and it was done for what's now called Mind, mental health charity in the UK. And it was, the idea was, is that also celebrated NME's 40th birthday, and that 40 tracks from 40 artists recorded number ones, but they really mixed it up a bit. They mixed up the genres, and there were some really mad tracks on there, really kind of sort of really cross-genre. We're talking stuff like Suede doing Brass in Pocket, we're talking EMF doing Shut Up Your Face, we're talking Fatima Mansions doing Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams, and totally destroying it very gleefully. Now the one I'm going to play today is Stourbridge's Finest, which is Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Ned's Atomic Dustbin were very big at that time. I think they didn't really sort of survive probably past then, but certainly things like Kill Your Television and Godfodder and masses of t-shirt sales. I think there are loads of people with t-shirts. Now, they're covering, and you won't believe it, I've Never Been to Me, the song by Charlene, and it's quite rude, it's got swearing in it, but it's, in their probably parlance, it's fucking funny.
At your life. Bye.
That was I've Never Been to Me, covered by Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Now, you're probably wondering, where can you get this? Unfortunately, you can't. It was a charity record. It was released over 10 years ago, 12 years ago now. And I think it would be a legal minefield if they re-released it anyway, but it was for charity. So you probably find it in second-hand shops. As I say, the name is Ruby Tracks, with an X instead of CK. And it was released on, I think, Enemy's own label. It's got sort of purple with a yellow dog on the cover, a dog speaking to a megaphone. And I was listening to Coverville. I don't know how I missed it when I first started listening to podcasts, and it's very, very good. It's got some very bizarre covers on there. I loved the surprisingly loved the ABBA special he did, and he played. On the 2nd of November, election night, he played a cover of Legend of Xanadu. It was good, but this one is better.
You cannot legislate against wrongful encouragements. You hear my voice on the wind, across the sand. That black barren land that bears the name of Xanadu.
That was The Legend of Xanadu by the Almighty Fall. Doing my bad John Peel impression there. Anyway, that was also from Ruby Tracks. It was it's just like their cover of Lost in Music. It's just one of those very weird cover versions. You think, where did that come from? But both Lost in Music and that track are very, very good. And Classic Fall, he's not talking about Roundabouts or Punks or Deer Parks, but that's another story. Now on to events. I mentioned in the last show about Christmas Bastard, but I didn't actually have any details at that point. I've now got more information. That's on tomorrow, as in the 2nd of December, Thursday, down at the Asylum. The Asylum is at the corner of Charlotte Street and I think Good Street. It's underneath a newsagent's, but it's got like a little walkway down. It's a very small club, but it's very, how do they say, very friendly. Very friendly with lots of people you haven't met before. Probably some people will say far too friendly, but that's something else. And playing is Aussie Miso, Audio Shrapnel, Idiotech, and of course Cartel, Communique, Cartel, Mike and Cartel, Johnny. Aussie Miso is very, very good. I've heard him DJ before. You might have heard his cut-ups, or he's done some cut-ups on Radio 1, something called, I think it was the Milk Run, and various other things. I think he did some of the remixes for Shaun of the Dead. So he was involved in the music for Shaun of the Dead as well. And but if you actually see him live, he's very good. I'm sure last time I think I saw him at Christmas Bastard, and he was remixing Frosty the Snowman breakbeat style, so it'll be something like that. It'll be very dancey, very, you know, it'll be very good. And Idiotech, I know Rob, and he's very I've not heard him DJ, so that'll be interesting, but he's more sort of beat driven, but I know Aussie Miso will be very kind of funny as well. And another thing I haven't mentioned is a night up in Aberdeen, which is called Culture Deluxe Live, which Culture Deluxe is a website for a bit like mp3.com was, but for bootlegs, though you don't host them there, but you link to it and you can promote your work. And that is going to be 2nd December at Dr. Drake's, I don't know Dr. Drake's, in Aberdeen, 62 Ship Row. And it's open 9 till 1. It's free before 11 or £2 after. And playing is Dumbproofing, Rigid Deluxe, otherwise known as Pop Razors, and various other DJ Andy Crane and various other guises. Egypts, and I don't know who Onomatopoeia is, but that should be cool. That should be cool. And that's it for the events. Now I'm going to play you out. It's now getting far past my half an hour limit I imposed on myself, and I'm going to play a song by Jules MF, which is very, very chilled. It's a kind of a glitch cover version of I Need Your Lovin', but it's kind of an ambient git glitch. I don't know how to describe that really. Glitch is usually, as you probably heard from the scatter track last show, is very, very sort of manic and very, very sort of in your face. This is actually probably a few cases of glitch working in a more kind of chilled out manner. And I remember speaking to him, and he's added some raps in there and various other little goodies in the background, and did a lot of production on it. So it's almost like you create a boot and you do all the production on it, and then you hack it to pieces, a bit like those artists in the 60s that used to burn their work and hack up canvases. But it works well, and it's very chilled. Anyway, thanks for listening. This was Radio Clash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and the site, well, there's a temporary site at the moment, there will be a proper site, but it'll be the same address, is www.mutantpop.net/radioclash/, and I hope to speak to you soon. Bye. Change your heart. Thank you. It messes up the nice fade, but I forgot to say where you could get that track. You can get that track from www.joolsmf.co.uk. That's joolsmf.co.uk. And you just click on mashups and bootlegs. And I'll see you next time. Bye.